إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them to many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and listen as we continue with the tafsir and the translation of Surah Al-Hujurat. After I say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قال الله تعالى, قالت الأعراب آمنا, قل لم تؤمنوا, ولكن قولوا أسلمنا, ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم, وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا, إن الله غفور رحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, the desert Arabs say, we believe. Say, you have not believed. Rather say that you have accepted Islam, because real iman has not yet entered into your hearts. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, your reward won't be decreased at all. Indeed, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. We had begun the other week with the tafsir of this ayah. And amongst the virtues of this ayat, or the importance of this ayat, is the understanding or the position around this word al-Iman. As we had begun the other week with explaining the difference between al-Iman and al-Islam. And this week, inshaAllah ta'ala, we want to explain the statement of our ulama, as they say, al-Imanu i'tiqadun bil-jinan, wa qawlun bil-lisan, wa amalun bil-arkan, يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. The ulama, they explain in their books of aqidah, the aqidah of our Salaf al-Salih, the belief of the Muslims, that al-Iman is a belief in the heart, and a statement on the tongue, and an action with the body parts. It increases with obedience, and it decreases with disobedience. And we see this in two of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentically collected by Imam Muslim, as we see in this first narration. عن طارق ابن شهاب رحمه الله قال, أول من بدأ بالخطبة قبل الصلاة يوم العيد مروان، فقام إليه رجل فقال: الصلاة قبل الخطبة. فقال: قد ترك ما هنالك. فقال أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه: أما هذا فقد قضى ما عليه، سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، وإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان. And this narration of Imam Muslim, he narrates on the authority of Tariq ibn Shihab rahimahullah, where he said, the first one who began with making the khutbah before the salat on the day of Eid is Marwan. And a man came up to him and he said, the salah is before the khutbah. And then Marwan, he replied, that has been left. So Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as for that man, then he did what was his duty. I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whoever sees a wrong, then change it with his hands. And if he doesn't have the ability, then change it with his tongue. And if he doesn't have the ability, then hate it in his heart, and that is the weakest part of faith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows us in this hadith, as he ends it with this statement, if we reflect, that is the weakest part of faith, showing that changing a wrong with your hands is from iman, and speaking against it with your tongues is iman, and hating it in your heart is iman, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in this hadith, that al-iman is an action with our body parts, it's a statement on our tongues, and it's a belief in our heart, as we see clearly here in this hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam collected by Imam Muslim. And we see the next narration of Imam Muslim rahimahullah on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من نبي بعثه الله في أمة قبلي إلا كان له من أمته أصحاب وحواريون وأصحاب يأخذون بسنته ويقتدون بأمره ثم إنها تخلف من بعدهم خلوف يقولون ما لا يفعلون ويفعلون ما لا يؤمرون فمن جاهدهم بيده فهو مؤمن ومن جاهدهم بلسانه فهو مؤمن ومن جاهدهم بقلبه فهو مؤمن وليس وراء ذلك من الإيمان حبة خردل. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith he says, there is not a prophet except that Allah had sent him to an ummah before me, and that prophet, he had companions and close people to him that would take from him his sunnah and they would follow his commandments. And then after them, after those prophets and those companions that were with them, there will come some evil latter generations. And they will say that which they do not do. And they will do that which they have not been commanded to do. So whoever makes jihad against them with his hand, then he is a believer. And whoever makes jihad against them with his tongue, then he is a believer. And whoever makes jihad against them with his heart, then he is a believer. And there is no more iman after that, like the size of a habbatu khardil, or the smallest seed. We see in this hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we saw in the first hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows that iman or belief is in the actions with our hands, or by performing righteous deeds. And we see from this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the statement on our tongues is iman. And we see that in our hearts is iman. And this is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah, that iman is a belief in the heart and a statement on the tongue and an action with the body parts, as we see in these two hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. These hadith, both of them, they have in common the refutation on the deviant sect called the Murji'ah. They are the group of people who believe that iman or faith is only in the heart, or that it can just be said on the tongue. And these hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refute that by showing that iman is also actions. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We also, unfortunately, we have this group of people called the Murji'a nowadays. There are the Muslims from amongst us who say, when you command them to do what is right and forbid them from doing what is wrong, they say, you don't know what is in my heart. You can't judge me. Iman or faith is in my heart. And I remember hearing the refutation of my Shaykh Umar Fallata Hafizullah as he said, Wallahi, Wabillahi, Watallahi, the deen is in your beard. And I'll add in your jilbab, that this deen of al-Islam is not just in your heart, but is a statement on your tongue and its actions with your body parts. This is the belief of the deviant group called the Murji'a, to think that you can do whatever you like in Islam and still be considered a believer. But the believer is the one that not only believes in his heart that al-Islam is the truth, but he says it on his tongue and he practices it with his body parts, as we see in these two hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ayah and the hadith around this issue are too many to mention in a khutbah or two or three or maybe even four khutbahs, as there are so many ayah and hadith that show that al-iman is also an action with your body parts. And it's a statement with your tongues along with a belief in your heart. Rather, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he said, I traveled through all of the Muslim cities, and I sat with over 1,000 of the scholars of Islam, and all of them said that iman is a statement and actions. And this is from the belief of the believers. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We also see in this hadith the commandment from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enjoin what is right and to forbid what is wrong. And we see the practice of our Salaf al-Salih, that even if the people hate it, we have been commanded to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong according to our ability, beginning with the hand first, and then if we're unable with our tongues, and then if we're unable to hate it with our hearts, and whoever doesn't hate what is wrong, and whoever doesn't love what is right in his heart, then there's no iman in the heart of that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. We also see from amongst the virtues of this hadith is the following of our Salaf al-Salih. Following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions that were with him, that practiced what he was upon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the generations that came after them that were on the original guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. As we see in this first hadith, that Marwan, he said, that was left. Meaning on the day of Eid, as we know it, that we make the salah and then the khutbah. He changed it because he wanted the people to listen. And if you make the salat first and then the khutbah, then the Muslims will leave. So he figured that if he made the khutbah and then the salat, he would force the Muslims to listen to the khutbah before he made the salat. And he said that affair of making the salat first and then the khutbah next, then the people have left that. And we saw the refutation in this hadith from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu to refute the people who have left the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, to stand firmly and to defend the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to refute the people who have left the first way. As those people say, that was for this time, that was for that time, and this is for our times. Rather, everything is for all times and all places until Yawm al-Qiyamah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. This day I have perfected for you your deen and completed my favor to you, and have chosen for you Islam as your deen. And Islam is iman, and iman is a belief in the heart and a statement on the tongue and actions with the body parts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his success. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, amma ba'du. As we continue explaining this belief of the Muslims, that Iman is not just a belief in our hearts, but it's also a statement on our tongues and its actions with our body parts. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. Obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increases the Iman. And disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decreases the Iman. And the ayah and the hadith around this issue too is also too many for us to mention in the khutbah. But we want to mention some of the ayat as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the only believers are those that when the ayat of Allah are recited to them, when the mentioning of Allah is made, then their hearts tremble with fear. And when His ayah are recited to them, then it increases them in iman, and on their Lord do they rely. So we see in this ayah from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the iman increases. Just as we see from the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in this ayah, and those who have the other people say to them that the rest of the people have gathered to get you. Meaning when the munafiqs from amongst the Muslims tell the Muslims with real iman that the kuffar are coming to destroy you, it only increases them in iman. And they say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. They say, Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best protector. So we see in these two ayat that the iman increases with obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see from this hadith of al-Bukhari that the iman decreases with disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he says in this hadith of al-Bukhari, خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أضحى أو في فطر أو في فطر إلى المصلى فمر على النساء فقال يا معشر النساء تصدقنا فإني رأيتكن أكثر أهل النار فقلنا بما يا رسول الله قال تكثرن اللعنة وتكفرن العشير ما رأيت من ناقصات عقل ودين أذهب للب الرجل الحازم من إحدى كنا قلنا وما نقصان ديننا وعقلنا يا رسول الله قال أليس شهادة المرأة مثل نصف شهادة الرجل قلنا بلى قال فذلك من نقصان عقلها أليس إذا حاضت لم تصلي ولم تصم قلنا بلى قال فذلك من نقصان دينها. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out on the day of Eid for Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Fitr, and he went to the Musalla area, and then he went past the women and he said, O group of women, I command you to give sadaqah, because indeed I see you to be the majority of the inhabitants of the hellfire. They said, and why is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, because you curse too much and you're ungrateful to your husbands. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and I do not see anyone more deficient in their deen and in their intellect, that it removes the intellect of a sharp man than you women. And the women said, and what is the deficiency in our deen and our intellect, Ya Rasulullah? And he said, don't you see that the witness of a lady is equal to half the witness of a man? And they said, of course, Ya Rasulullah. And he said, that is the deficiency in their intellect. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't you see that if she is on her menstrual cycle, that she doesn't make salat and she doesn't fast? And they said, of course, Ya Rasulullah. And he said, that is the deficiency in their deen. Here the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us the deficiency in the deen, or the Islam, or the Iman, is from the disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By not practicing or obeying Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see the deficiency, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in this case with the women. And this is the position of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who follow the aqeedah of our Salaf al-Salih, that the Iman increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in Iman. But we want to reflect on these ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, so that we can apply it in our lives, inshaAllah ta'ala, so that it can increase us in Iman. We hear in these ayat that those people, when they hear something is going against the Muslims, it only increases them in Iman. As we had mentioned in the ayah, when the disbelievers were coming against the Muslims, that it only increases them in Iman. And I want to mention something to the believers today that I had mentioned before, in hopes that it might increase us in Iman. And that is a letter that had come to me after we had made some travels, and we had sent some brochures and portfolios of the Islamic Center of America, Masjid Ahl Sunnah, Madrasa Ahl Sunnah. And our response was that over 75 VIPs and big businessmen had heard of the project here in East Orange, and that their response, all of them, is well known to us, that they will offer no assistance. And some of them have even visited us here in this masjid, and they have seen the new project, and they have agreed not to assist us in anything. It shouldn't make us angry or feel bad towards our brothers in Islam. It should just increase us in Iman, because we know of our responsibility to our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, when we hear the ayat of the Quran, it should increase us in Iman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, ها أنتم هؤلاء تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله فمنكم من يبخل ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل عن نفسه والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, are you those who are being calling, those who are being called to give their wealth fi sabilillah, and from amongst you are the stingy, or the greedy, or the selfish? And whoever is stingy and greedy and selfish, then he's only stingy against his own self. Allah is al-ghani, the wealthy, the independent, and you are the poor. And if you turn away, then Allah would replace you with another people, and those people won't be like you. Answer the call of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let His ayah increase you in Iman by giving your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to finish off this project of the Islamic Center of America, Masjid Ahl Sunnah and Madrasa Ahl Sunnah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in Iman with the recitation of the Quran. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. Oh Allah, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. Oh Allah, make us amongst those who understand Iman. Oh Allah, make the Iman in our hearts. Oh Allah, make the Iman on our tongues. Oh Allah, make the Iman in our body parts. Oh Allah, make us amongst those people whose Iman increases with the recitation of the Quran. Oh Allah, don't allow us to leave this masjid until we have given all we have fi sabilillah.